This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. The country of Iran has said over and over it wants to destroy Israel and the Jewish people. Last year, Iran attacked Israel twice, shooting 500 missiles and drones into the country. President Trump wants to negotiate a nuclear deal with Iran and said if Iran doesn't do a deal, it could be very bad for the country because the United States will not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Joel Rosenberg, best-selling author and founder of All Israel News, reports on a meeting that took place this week after the comments from Donald Trump.
This is the gathering of senior leaders from three of the most dangerous countries on the planet. Communist China, Russia under Tsar Putin, and the radical Islamist terror regime in Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran. Why? They are sharpening up their alliance against the United States. They see President Trump as a serious complicator of their plans to advance evil all over the world, whether it's in Europe through the Russians, the Middle East through Iran, or the Pacific, Taiwan, and elsewhere. They were all expecting, in many ways, they were expecting Kamala Harris to win the presidency, and they saw her like they saw former President Joe Biden as weak leaders. President Trump, he has a vision for advancing American peace, security, and prosperity. And that starts with strengthening our alliances in Europe, in the Middle East. President Trump genuinely believes that these three countries that are holding this summit in Beijing are the countries that are most likely to drive the world into World War III. Because this evil empire summit, as I'm calling it, is designed to strengthen, to bolster, to sharpen the anti-American, anti-Western, anti-freedom alliance that the Russians, Chinese, and Iranians are building. The summit is particularly focused on how can China and Russia protect the Iranian regime, which is now facing a new maximum pressure economic sanctions campaign by the Trump administration, right? Trump comes back in office and he's infuriated that President Biden and then Vice President Harris basically didn't enforce his maximum pressure economic sanctions against Iran. As Trump says over and over again, under his watch, it didn't do a seven-front attack against Israel. What was happening? Trump makes the point the Iranian regime was running out of money. It was running out of foreign currency. And so it didn't have the money to heavily fund Hezbollah in Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza, the Houthis in Yemen. And because of that, Iran's terror ambitions were being throttled somewhat. And they didn't launch these massive attacks. But as soon as Biden came in and said, no, don't worry about the sanctions. It's not a big deal. Let's try to get back to the negotiating table. And so now China, Russia, and Iran, all of their evil and wicked schemes are being thwarted right now by Trump coming back, reasserting American dominance and power and supremacy, peace through strength, rebuilding the American military, putting strong people in his cabinet. And Trump wants to bankrupt Iran. He doesn't really want to bomb them. But Trump has made it clear, Iranian regime, you have two options, diplomacy or death. You can take a deal or you can face the wrath of the American military. Now, the Iranian regime doesn't believe him, but they're trying to figure out what to do. The greatest danger is that China, Russia, and Iran make some sort of NATO-like alliance and say, if one of us is attacked, it's like we're all attacked. That would be a serious new development. But this evil empire summit is serious. It's a problem, and we need to pray that God, the almighty God of the Bible, will thwart the plans of these three evil regime.
Please pray that the Lord will grant wisdom and discernment to President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz to know how best to protect the American people and our allies and to thwart the evil plans of our enemies. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening.